I'm Cassie, back with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News for 2021.
Hey, Triple Emmers. It's your good friend Dave Grohl here.
Surprise! The Foo Fighters have given us a happy Foo year with the release of their brand new single. The newly titled No Son of Mine is the second single from their highly anticipated 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight, and it's out next month. No Son of Mine has got that classic, hard-hitting, sing-along Foo Fighters sound that we love them for. Read more about No Son of Mine and pre-order your copy of Medicine at Midnight at triplem.com.au.
Happy New Year!
What a way to see out that year. Rapper Post Malone has played a set of rock covers with some of the genre's best players for a New Year's live stream gig. Slash, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, Jane's Addiction's bass player Chris Chaney, and producer Andrew Watt on guitar backed the rapper and took on Alice in Chains' Black Sabbath and heaps more for the set. You can watch the full performance on the Triple M website now.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
We now have the chance to experience the iconic music vacation, Rock Camp, on the big screen. Rock Camp is every rock lover's fantasy, giving music nuffs the chance to learn from and jam with the best in the business. And although attending is a far-fetched dream for most Aussies, the film will give us that up-close and personal look at what goes on. The film features the who's who of rock music, from Alice Cooper, Sammy Hagar, Aerosmith, Kiss, Motley Crue, Roger Daltrey, Judas Priest, Nancy Wilson, Lita Ford, and heaps more. Teaching normal Joe Blows the tricks of the trade. You can check out the trailer on the Triple M website now. American new wave band Talking Heads will be turning heads at this year's Grammy Awards when they take home the Lifetime Achievement Award. Although they've been nominated in the past, this will be the band's first Grammy in their 46-year career. Talking Heads are the only rock band heading into the Lifetime Achievement Pack. Joining them this year is Salt-N-Pepa, Selena, and Grandmaster Flash. Now, speaking of the Grammy Awards, the popular American Music Awards have been postponed from the end of January to who knows when due to you know what.
This is Bono here from U2.
It was a Christmas miracle. Bono and The Edge performed the Darlene Love's Christmas classic, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, on Irish TV in a live stream event that raised money for Ireland's homeless. In the acoustic performance, the duo were backed up with a violinist and a choir that made it near impossible not to get teary.
G'day, you crazy Aussies. Gene Simmons here.
Happy New Year and the same old rant from Gene Simmons. The Kiss bass player has once again gone on a rant saying that rock is dead, much to his bandmate Paul Stanley's disapproval. Gene Simmons first made headlines claiming rock is dead back in 2014, and then again in a recent interview as part of the Kiss New Year's Eve livestream gig. When he was asked if he still thinks rock is dead, he dug himself an even bigger hole. He reckons it's because new bands haven't taken the time to create glamour, excitement, and epic stuff. All right, cool dude. Do you think rock is dead? Find Triple M Rock on Instagram and tell us what you think.
This is Kings of Leon at home with Triple M.
It's been 5 years, but it looks like Kings of Leon are dropping some new music this week. Projections of the band went up around Sydney this week, with the band teasing new material on socials. Keep your eyes and ears peeled on Triple M for the latest. Don't forget, you can get Triple M Rock News on your smart speakers now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.